Hey, hey, es ist Kunst. Wir sagen Hallo zu Gesprächen mit Künstlern aus aller Welt, der Kunst selbst und das alles mit und für Kinder, präsentiert von der Frau, die hinter all dem steckt. Willkommen beim Urban Art Kids Podcast mit Astrid Bassler und der großartigen Künstlerin Alisa Margolis.
Hallo liebe Podcast-Hörer, ich bin Astrid Bassler und ich führe euch in diesem wöchentlichen Podcast durch Gespräche mit internationalen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern. Yes, hello everybody. Today we have Alisa Margolis with us. She grew up in New York and she's been living now for over 10 years in Berlin. In 2017, she created the brand Ciao Coyote, and we are very curious to hear about the story behind. So it's great to have you here in the studio, and we really want to hear, Alisa, what's it's about.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Thanks for having me. So what exactly should I start with?
No, we want to hear, obviously, how did you start with this really beautiful art project, you know, so tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, it started, I mean, I'm actually a painter and I work as an artist in my daily life. So it was kind of this organic process, mostly when I was first pregnant with my son. I started thinking about the kind of art that I wanted to make for him, to kind of introduce him into the world and to see how he interacts with something that I created. But so then I kind of just started thinking about what would be the images, what would art or what would images geared towards children look like, or painting geared towards children, to be more specific. And so in that kind of thought process, I came across, I started thinking about cave painting and this idea of the first man and how his kind of compulsion to express something and or talk about the world or describe the world that he's living in. And so I thought, okay, well, this is kind of what I'm trying to do. And I was looking at a lot of images of cave paintings from Lascaux, for example, and I started trying to adapt it towards kids. So instead of these earthy colors, I kind of was using more vibrant, wild colors with these almost psychedelic kind of contrasts. And I wanted it to have this feeling of running across the room. So like he would see that and kind of experience something as a story that he can constantly revisit or reimagine, and something that we can talk about together as he was growing up. So that was the initial idea.
Yeah, it's really when I see that here when kids are coming into the store and to the gallery, they always see those huge posters that we have here from your some of the pieces, the aqua piece and the savannah piece, and they love the colorful animals. It's really amazing how they always point to them, especially smaller kids, like small ones. If they're like 2 or 3 years old, they're like, oh, look, the elephant, or look, the tiger. It's really beautiful. They love it. It's really popping to the eye.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that, because you see them every day doing that. So, I mean, I've seen it as well. I have friends or, people who have bought the work, and they constantly send me photos of their babies interacting with the images, which I just love getting those. It's so beautiful. And to kind of see my work in action. I mean, my son grew up with all of this, and I basically built upon the initial images that I made for him. Like, they were these ceiling to floor images that I just hand painted. And I've watched him grow up with them, and his friends come over and play and create these narratives and tell each other stories. And it was also, sorry, the one thing I did want to say, like, for me, it was important that I had something to connect with him about that wasn't just books, for example. I wanted to really be able to introduce him to this idea of looking at art and interpreting art, and it doesn't not necessarily having posters or reproductions of, you know, say Picasso or something like that, but also not these kind of cliche Disney sort of images. And I really wasn't finding anything that was specifically geared towards kids that wasn't necessarily illustration. And I just wanted to be very open-ended and help build, you know, like a visual literacy and as well as a bond with him about talking about art, because it's what I do. So yeah, I'm really happy to see that it kind of plays out.
Absolutely, definitely. But as you said yourself, you're an artist. If you're working in your official profession, you do other kind of art, obviously more abstract, more, a total different kind of art thing. So, but in general, what's interesting for me is to see how did art came to your life, you know?
It came from a very early age. I was always drawing. I was an only child, so that's kind of what I did all the time by myself. And my parents really encouraged me, so they were really into the idea of me becoming an artist, which... Yeah,
it's which pretty, worked out.
Thankfully that didn't backfire. So and I had art in my life all the time. I mean, thanks to them as well. I went to lots of museums. They took me to museums as a constant kind of family activity. And when we moved to New York, when I was very little, they immediately enrolled me in art school, like these Saturday classes, and that was really fun. So yeah, it's just kind of been around me all the time, and yeah, I'm really lucky that way.
Wow. You're a lucky one, you know. It's like probably by that time it wasn't that common to put your kids into art classes, so... But fun. Did you go to the museum or
both? Yeah, there was art classes in the museum, and then I went to the Art Students League in New York, which was a kind of these Saturday. I mean, I guess they had them during the week as well, but it was mostly, if you wanted to learn how to draw the figure and still life and use oil or pastel. So I was actually in the grown-up classes, which was I was like the youngest.
Weird. So how old were you there?
I was nine. Like from nine. I was going to these. Yeah, I was definitely the youngest one in most of these Saturday classes for sure.
Wow.
But the Metropolitan Museum, those are really cute. Like you go around with a little chair and you draw, sculptures, and so that also kind of introduced me to a lot of different visual languages, I guess, as well. So I was drawing sculptures and. The Greco-Roman wing was really fantastic. And then the Egyptian wing, we'd learn about how to, think about these different periods of art history and different, relics, I guess. So that was pretty cool. I was, I can't say that I was always loved being dragged to these classes or doing that with my Saturday, but when I got there, it was really...
It was okay.
It was definitely more than okay. So it's a good story.
All right. So, that was like some kind of a favorite place then, got to be a favorite art place for you in New York. What would you say is your favorite art place in Berlin? Like, do you have any place you would go with your son?
Good question. I mean, my favorite places are always changing. Also, I don't know that I always have to kind of gauge what my son is interested in at a particular point in his life. But one consistent thing I love personally is the Gemälde Gallery, which is actually a museum. And it's amazing the kind of just really important paintings that they have there. And it's very quiet. It's a very beautiful, quiet space, like completely... mostly free of tourists, and you just can stand there and linger in front of, these Caravaggios and works that would just be mobbed in any other city somehow. Wow. And so I love going there. My son is actually really into sculpture, which he's somehow found a niche for himself. So we like going to the Hamburger Bahnhof because it's also big and huge open spaces where he can run around and doesn't have to be totally quiet. And I try to take him to lots of galleries, actually, like when I know that there's going to be a show that's kind of kid friendly.
Yeah.
So there's sometimes I can get away with doing a couple of those month. Yeah.
It changed a lot. I think they have a lot of nice events going on now, like the art gallery weekend, or so those are really nice events that you can go and get into the galleries. Also, people are coming there which are usually not going to a typical gallery, because for a lot of people, I think galleries are like more like an empty space, and they have at some point they don't really feel like going in there.
It's not as intimidating. And you can bring your kids.
If there are more people.
Well, if it's an event, you can bring your kids, and it's kind of, more, less boring for them, let's put it that way. But I try not to drag him around too much to kind of turn him off. So I think it's worked so far, my strategy of just incrementally introducing him to art. But there's a lot of really, I think there's also this idea that you can really, give your kids culture and a visual culture that's not kind of tedious and boring. It is so fun if you know what to expose them to, I guess, and what to show them. So I love that challenge, actually. It's very fun to see if he'll like certain artists that I like, and what he responds to sometimes is completely unexpected. So it's really a really amazing, beautiful experience to see art with your kids, or with kids in general. It's they really have a different perspective on things. And
yeah, totally. They're quite direct, and they speak out loud what they see, you know? So sometimes you really feel like, wow, I never thought about that, but you're totally right. So it's really fun to see how they see things totally different than adults, you know. So
I'm glad. It seems like you've also had that experience. Well, it's great that you have this experience here as well. You can kids can go and look at stuff that's really meant for them. That's also very special.
And it's also a lot about storytelling. You know, if you tell them, "Wow, it's really there's something behind," then they would even think like, "Wow, that's amazing!" You know, if you make give them an incentive about the art, then it's also fun for them to learn like playful, those kind of things. You know, art techniques, or also about art styles. So,
well, they learn how to interact with the world in that way. I think that's also that this, like these pictures become a reality or become part of what's possible for them to do and be, I guess. And I think that's also, I mean, kids are really, of course, it's very cliche to say that, but kids are sponges. And I think that the art that's geared towards them isn't often challenging. And I think that we underestimate them a lot, actually. So it's nice to kind of give them a chance to interact and form their own opinions and not kind of play things down to them, because I think they will always really surprise you in terms of how they can interpret things. And so we need to, I mean, that's also part of what Chow Coyote tries to do, is to kind of make something open-ended and challenging and, you know, within reason, of course. But I think there's not so much out there in terms of that. So hopefully I can make a gateway.
And it's also kind of storytelling, you know, as you said, they're making their own stories about the posters, how the animals interact between them. So that's also curious. They can do their own story behind, you know, what's happening. So that makes it also super interesting for kids to get that first impulse about art, and then they do their own story behind. They let their imagination run wild. So,
I'm glad that you've had a chance to see that as well. that's my plan is working.
Totally, absolutely. Elisa, do you have any special projects for next year coming up? Is there anything in particular you will do?
I have a couple of gallery shows coming up next year. But one in particular that's not actually a gallery show. It's a project that I did independently many years ago in Schloss Solitude in Stuttgart. And it was actually, it was a show in the forest. So I'm really
in the forest? Yeah. How could you imagine that?
Like, we hang the paintings on the trees.
Okay.
And it was also kind of playing around with the space as well. But so I'm going to do something like that, like an update of that for like an almost an anniversary kind of version, and work with some performance artists to with the paintings. But that's kind of one I'm really excited about.
Wow, sounds interesting. Is it going to be in summer or what time?
Yeah,
because
probably.
Obviously, if it's in the forest, you don't want to do it in wintertime.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. It's quite beautiful. I think it's actually good to experience, like, the trees don't have so many leaves. It's easier to see the paintings. This one will be in the summer, and it'll be a bit of a different approach. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm still working on it.
Yeah, so. Good luck on that. And there's also an exhibition right now going on in Mallorca, right?
That, yes.
With your work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. At CCA Andrash, yeah. So okay. That's my grown-up paintings.
The grown-up paintings part. Yeah, but going back to Chao Coyote, well, we talked about it a lot, about also where do you get your inspirations, particular also for those the project. I know it's about cave painting, but is there also some other inspirations that you get that?
I guess a lot of times I talk to my son and we read these nature magazines together. We have a subscription to National Geographic for kids and things like that.
Nice.
So yeah, it is. It's really great. Actually, I highly recommend it. But promo spot here. And so and all these kind of animal shows or cartoons, you know, that we watch and. When I let him watch TV, I try to make it kind of educational most of the time. And, but he actually he comes up with a lot of ideas lately for me. So it's very cute. Like the wolf piece was one that he commissioned. Basically, he's like, you should make one about wolves because wolves are cool. Those are his words.
Nice.
And, this is the Black Panther, the animal, not the superhero one that I'm working on at the moment. That's, that was also kind of a special request for him, which, yeah, it's great to kind of collaborate sometimes in terms of ideas with him. And we're doing also, and I'm working on an alphabet as well, and with endangered species. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yes. So that's going to be, so that's actually, it's just becoming a really epic project because there's so many animals. And that'll be available in different languages, I hope. He's constantly pitching me ideas. And I also like to see, you know, what I would like to have in his life, for example, or my child's life. I mean, it's very kind of empirical, like tried and tested, you know. If I feel like there is something I wish he had, you know, in his library or, I'd be like, oh, that would be really great if he could have this to look at or I could show him this. So, yeah.
You just invented.
That's a good idea. No, I kind of want it to be sort of based on reality so far, but or a different kind of a mood that I want him to have. But I mean, I like to think about how different cultures relate to storytelling and how they depict, you know, their world, which is essentially what I guess the initial premise of this was. So yeah, So I'm always looking at different kinds of sources, also like decorative arts. And yeah, I think art is life, you know, it's really connected.
Yeah, I think you get the inspiration just starting walking out of your house, you know, or you think about something in particular when you're in another place. But obviously kids are the greatest inspiration for this kind of project,
you know. They have the best ideas.
Dedicated for kids, it's perfect if you have somebody who's give you some insight into this kind of world. So it's fun then just to be able to produce it, as you said. So
yes.
It's fun. Yeah, we're looking forward to the Black Panther, right?
Sounds
interesting.
It looks really cool so far. We'll see. Maybe I can get it on some clothing as well. So I'll keep you posted.
We're looking forward.
A lot of
forward.
Stuff in the works. Stay tuned, everybody.
Great. Yes. So thank you for coming here to us and tell us a little bit about Chao Coyote. And we're really a big fan of yours and hope to see more new art coming out of that brand. So thank you so much, Alisa, for coming here today. And
thanks for having me. It's really
definitely
fun to talk to you.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, hey, danke, danke, ihr Lieben. Die Reise geht weiter und schon freuen wir uns auf die nächste Woche. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit. Wir verabschieden uns mit der Bitte um viele Likes, Weiterleitungen und sonstigen Applaus für unseren Podcast. Dankeschön.